The Love Nest by Ross Cooper. The wedding still a month away, we were excited to see the place where our new lives would begin. Despite the deposit rendered and keys in hand, this was merely a visit, just a glimpse into the future. We opened the door and were taken aback by the space's vacant vastness. The bright sunlight washed through the uncovered windows, enhancing the sense of emptiness. The glare made us squint. The acrid smells of freshly painted walls and varnished wood floors made our eyes water, but in our heightened state of mind it seemed more like the scent of lavender or lilac. Hand in hand we imagined all the ways we were going to make this generic space our own. Words were not necessary because we were one. Endless love was ours and no one else could possibly understand. We sat on the bare floor and reclined against the wall, resting our heads on each other's shoulder, the image of youth and beauty glowing from a shared romantic notion. It was optimism born of innocence. The midsummer sun poured through the windows, illuminating our faces with an angelic radiance. We melted into one another, drifting hazily into a state of contentment. Hours passed without uttering a word, our hearts beating in unison a happy rhythm, pattering the same happy thoughts of a better world we'd make our own. Eventually dozing off to a shared reverie, we weren't disturbed until dusk's shadows crept along the wall to cloak us in darkness. The evening chill made us shudder, awakening to a sense of how small we were in our room turned dark and alien. We ran from this darkened place, a shadowy reminder of the true nature of the world. We wondered if our life would be lived in the light or the dark. This, the distant past, we are now in retreat in our home. The lights have been darkened downstairs and we feel safe together upstairs in my office. Me staring at my PC, she absorbed in a book. Pitch black outside, like being adrift in a bottle of ink. A serene evening but for the crickets, a few sleepless birds twittering nervously near our windows and the occasional sounds of raucous motorbikes sprinting down the street, claiming their ownership of the night. I glare at my screen searching for the last few words to this story and my wife nearby watches my struggle from the corner of her eye. I am pulling feelings from a deep well that frustratingly change when removed from the depths of its past. Emotions laid aground in the light seem dry and gray. It is sad to think of them as lost. I console myself knowing that our hearts still beat as one, understanding one another without words, a need to be close. Whatever is left is more than enough. But when I look back at the lifeless relics pulled from the well, my wife sees the salty drops splashing my keyboard, but doesn't ask why. Because she knows. You have been listening to a transcription of The Love Nest by Ross Cooper.